Every week passed by so quickly.
每个礼拜过得很快。
And it has been a month since I talked to you.
我跟你们上一次到现在已经有一个月了。
And within this 1 month, my burden increased on this topic.
在这一个月里面，我的负担越来越重。
And we have been talking about spiritual reality last time.
讲到属灵的实际上一次。
And the spiritual reality is something very significant to each one of our lives.
属灵的实际对每一个人来讲都是非常重要的。
And that is because without understanding of spiritual reality,
因为如果我们不明白什么是属灵的实际，
and all the things that we do and all the lives that we live by will be empty.
那我们所做的、所行的不过都是虚空。
And a lot of times, a lot of people go attending meetings, attending churches.
很多时候很多人来参加聚会，来到教会。
But they overlook the importance of spiritual reality.
那他们没有那么重知道那个属灵的实际。
And therefore, times are spent.
然后当时间都过去了。
But not much fruit is yielded.
但是并没有结出许多生命的果子。
And if we desire to know the Lord better,
如果我们想认识神更多，
we must first understand each of our spiritual reality.
那我们最要知道的我们个人的属灵实际。
And by our understanding the condition we are living in,
我们要了解到我们现在所居住的情形。
Perhaps by the grace of God we may discover what God is doing in our lives these days.
靠着神的恩典我们应该知道神今天在我们身上所做的。
Every week passed by so quickly.
每一个礼拜这么快的过去。
How can you know God more?
那你如何更多认识神？
And some people say, oh, it's going to take times.
有人说这是需要经过时间。
But allow me to say it more correctly.
那我讲的准确一点。
It takes more than time.
不仅仅是需要时间。
It takes you wholeheartedly.
那需要你全心。
It takes your whole being.
需要你的全人。
And it takes your present time.
需要你现在的时间。
What you don't have now,
如果你现在没有，
even time passed, you will not get it.
当时间过去了，你也得不到。
But if you have it today,
如果你今天就有，
the things that the Lord wants you to have now,
神要你今天得到的，
then accumulatively speaking,
然后我们渐渐的准确的说，
then you will have a very abundant life.
那你就会有更丰盛的生命。
Last time we speak of the verse from John 16:13.
我们上一次讲约翰福音16章13节。
And it speaks to us that when he, the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth.
讲到真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理。
And we know the Holy Spirit has come already.
圣灵已经来了。
He comes by the name of Spirit of Truth.
他来了，他的名字叫真理的圣灵。
What does it have to do with us?
那这个真理的圣灵跟我们是什么关系呢？
We must know that he comes with a mission.
那我们要知道圣灵来是带着他的使命。
And he comes to guide us into all the truth.
他要引导我们进入一切真理的实际。
A lot of people confuse the truth with sincerity.
那很多人对那个真理的实际有一点点的误会。
They confused, they thought that truth is sincerity.
他们有的人讲到一个真的事情，他们就以为这个就叫属灵的实际。
They confused, they thought, 他们以为真理是一个诚心。
Okay.
But sincerity or honesty is not the truth.
那一个诚心或者你的诚实还不是属灵的实际。
It is the truth. What is the truth?
那什么是真理？
Jesus Christ himself is the truth.
神自己，主耶稣是真理。
Our brother had talked about that we have two lives within.
刚刚我们的弟兄说我们有两个生命在我们里面。
One is the old life, one is the new life.
一个是旧生命，一个是新生命。
There is a lot of capability, ability for the old life to be sincere, to be honest.
在我们的旧生命里面也有很多能力要诚实。
And this is what we learn from our childhood.
那我们从小就这些学习的。
But doesn't matter who taught you, maybe Confucius himself, you can never enter into the truth.
但是不管是你怎么学习，谁教导你的，但是你这样的情形并不能进入属灵的真理。
The Bible says it very clearly, only the Spirit of truth can guide you into all the truth.
圣经告诉我们很清楚，只有真理的圣灵能够带我们进入属灵的实际。
Therefore, we must pay attention to what the Holy Spirit is doing in each of our lives.
所以我们要非常注意圣灵在我们每一个人身上所做的。
If you ignore him, you have no truth in you.
如果我们忽略了圣灵在我们身上就没有属灵的实际。
If you follow the Holy Spirit, then you will enter into all the truth.
如果我们跟随圣灵我们就一定会进入属灵的实际。
How do you follow the Spirit of truth?
那你怎么来跟随这个真理的圣灵
？And a month ago we talked about it from 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
我们上一个月的时候，我们是从哥林多第二章我们谈的。
Because the apostle has explained this to us that only the spirit of man can know the man.
因为那个圣经告诉我们，只有人的灵知道人的事。
And only the spirit of God know the things of God.
只有神的灵知道神的事。
And so therefore, we must know that it is not by our own intellect to come to know God.
所以我们要明白，不是我们的聪明来认识神。
Or not by our own sincerity or honesty.
或者是我们个人的诚实来认识神。
Or because we are very compassionate people, therefore we can know the truth.
或者我们对神很有热情，所以我们来认识。
But the spirit of man know the things of man.
只有人的灵知道人的事。
And the Spirit of God know the things of God.
所以也只有神的灵知道神的事。
But too bad we are born into this world with a spirit that is sleeping.
那太可惜了，我们一出生在这个世界的时候，我们的灵属神的灵是睡觉的。
And we don't understand the things of God, nor we understand the things of man.
所以我们不认识神的事，也不太认识神人的事。
And we are just like going through time and passing through time, drifting along in the world.
哎，我们经过这么多的时间，好像就在那里飘忽过去。
And until one day the mercy of God come to us.
只有一天，当神的怜悯来到。
And His light shine in the darkness of our hearts.
那他的光照亮我们黑暗的心。
And suddenly our spirit is quickened.
然后忽然之间我们的灵就苏醒。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 speaks of Jesus Christ, the life-giving spirit has come.
哥林多说书上说是生命圣灵的灵已经来了。
And the spirit that gives life is here.
给我们生命的灵已经在这里。
And that is Jesus Christ himself come to touch us.
那就是主耶稣他自己来摸一摸我们。
Then all of a sudden our spirit is waking up to the things of God.
那忽然之间我们的灵就苏醒对着神。
That is called born again.
那我们就叫那个重生。
From that moment we desire the things of God.
从那一刻开始我们的心就渴慕神。
And we want to know more about God.
我们就愿意更多认识神。
And we desire to know His will so that we may obey Him.
我们愿意认识他的旨意，所以我们
要顺服。 Brothers and sisters, if you are in this state of being, I congratulate you.
如果你现在在这种情况里面，我恭喜你。
But if you are not,
如果你还没有，
then I must give you the warning from the words of God.
那么靠着神的话语，我需要给你一些警戒。
Doesn't matter how frequently you come to the meetings.
不论你多么殷勤的来到教会，
nor you have compassion for the things of God，
或者你对神的事这么的有热心，
but if your spirit is sleeping still，
但是你的灵仍然是昏睡的，
the first thing you must ask is to come ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come and occupy your heart。
你首先的要要求主耶稣先来占据你的心，
because without Jesus Christ being your spiritual reality within，
如果没有基督耶稣在你的里面做你属灵的实际，
you will not be able to attain the spiritual reality that God has measured for you.
那你一定没有办法达到神所量给你应该得到的属灵。
Allow Jesus Christ to be in your heart a rightful place.
让主耶稣在你的心里。
We are all busy in this lifetime.
我们现在每一个人都觉得很忙。
Everyone has earthly duties.
每一个人在这个世上都有他的责任。
But they are never the priority God has given us.
但是这些都不是最大的、最重要的。
The priority God has given to every creation is to know Him and to follow His will.
最重要的，神给我们的乃是以神居首位来认识他。
Because that is the only way to life.
因为那是唯一生命的路。
Because that is the only blessings that God has prepared for us.
那也是神给我们预备唯一的祝福。
And so let us be waking up to the wisdom of the Lord.
所以让我们醒过来，有神的智慧。
And today we are talking about prepare to meet you, O God, to O Israel.
今天我们谈到 要预备迎接我们的神。
I'm sorry, I got tongue-tied. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
以色列啊，你当预备迎接你的神。
This is the crying out from the prophet Amos.
这是阿摩斯从心里面的哭喊。
And Amos was a person of a southern kingdom.
阿摩斯是南国的先知。
And he was originally a shepherd boy, a person who dressed up fig trees.
他原来不过是修剪桑树，一个牧羊的孩子。
And but then God called him out of the southern kingdom.
但是神从南国把他呼喊出来，呼召出来。
And because God wanted to send him to be the prophet to Israel in the northern kingdom.
因为神要他做北国的先知。
So he was a nobody.
所以基本上他在世上是默默无闻的一个很小的人。
And Israel was a very prosperous country at the time.
在那个时候，北国已经很繁华。
And they have a lot of wealth, and they build, and then they do a lot of things that people could not dream of before.
很富裕，很多建筑，好像人看起来很好。
But then God saw it differently.
但是神的眼光看是不同的。
God had a burden for Israel.
那神对北国是有他的负担。
And Amos, by the name Amos, means that he bear the burdens of God.
阿摩斯的名字的意思就是说背负神的重担。
And so therefore, with the burden God has given him, he take it to Israel and he spoke God's words.
所以他就带着神给他的负担到了北国去说。
And his one message to Israel is prepare to meet your God, O Israel.
那他的一个信息就是说，以色列啊，你当预备迎接你的神。
What is the meaning of Israel?
什么意思？以色列。
Israel means the one who strive with God and prevail.
以色列就是说神所预备的百姓。
The one who fight with God yet prevail.
他们与神征战。
相争的。
却得胜。与神相争却得胜的子民。
And so therefore, another term for the significance of that is called the Prince of God.
那另外一个意思就是说神的王子。
And it is a wonderful thing that God put this dual meaning on the name Israel.
真的是很美好，神把这个放在这个名字的里面。
And a lot of times my son and I strive against each other.
有的时候我的儿子跟我也彼此有相争。
But because I love him, I care for him.
那但是因为我爱他。
And I have to let him win sometimes.
所以我就让他赢了。
It's not because he really win over me.
不是他真正的可以赢我。
But if I want to keep this son, I have to let him win sometimes.
因为我爱他，我要宝贝这个儿子，我让他赢了，有的时候。
Israel is the same thing.
所以以色列这个名字也是有这样的意思。
Israel was originally named Jacob, which means grasp.
他原来的，我们知道圣经旧约，原来的是雅各，他的名字是抓。
And Jacob liked to grasp everything that he thought it was good.
雅各呢每次喜欢抓他以为好的东西。
But God saw otherwise.
但是神不是这样看的。
God has something better for Israel, for Jacob.
神有更好的要给。
And so therefore, God has to strive against Israel, Jacob.
所以变成神要跟他相争啊。
Oh, but then Jacob was so feisty and strong.
雅各是这么强壮的。
He wouldn't let go of God.
他不让神赢。
The relationship between God and his son is just unbreakable.
那个神跟他的儿子之间的那个关系哦，是没办法断开的。
God looked at Israel as my firstborn son.
神看以色列是我的长子。
He would not let him go, and then God say, okay, then what can I do with you?
神不愿意让他们这样过去，所以神能够为以色列做什么呢？
But God cannot kill Jacob.
神不能够杀了雅各。
So God had to remove the strength of Jacob.
神就把他的力量拿开。
And God say, you prevailed against God.
说你跟神相争。
却得胜了。And the other meaning of Israel is that he was the prince of God.
那另外一个意思呢，他是神的王子。
Who can win over God except his own son?
谁可以赢得赢过神了，除了他自己的儿子。
And the Son of God earned the position to be the Son.
神的儿子。
He did the Father's will.
因为他顺服了神的旨意。
He was the true Son.
他是独一真的儿子。
Everything God says, he prevailed.
神所有所说的, 哦, 他都胜过了。
What a noble life Israel is supposed to be.
以色列应该有一个怎样尊贵的生命?
Yet over time, they did not know God anymore.
可是实际上他们那么的不认识神。
They thought they were being blessed by God.
他们觉得他们被神祝福。
They look at the outward situation, it's so prosperous.
他们只是看外面，外面那么好。
They counted the kingdoms, oh, it's such a big territory.
他们看见他们的国的领土那么广大。
They have so much wealth and so much buildings.
他们有这么多的建造，有这么多的富裕。
They don't even need to go to Jerusalem and worship anymore.
他们也不愿意再到耶路撒冷去朝见神。
Their first king Jeroboam has built an idol worship place in Samaria.
那个耶罗波安在那个撒玛利亚就造了一个坛。
And over time, everybody went there to worship.
很多时候人就到那边去敬拜神。
Thinking that they were worshiping the true God.
他们以为他敬，他们在敬拜真神。
Oh, over time, they did not know the true God.
那么多时候，他们并不真的认识那位真神。
They look at the outward things, thinking that this is the blessings from God.
他们只看外面，以为神在祝福他们。
But God has something better.
但是神有更好的。
Amos was sent to speak to such a people.
阿摩斯就是被差遣去讲，对这些人讲。
And the people became so shallow because of their wealth and prosperity.
那这些人因为他们太富裕了，所以他们根本就不能听。
Is it not the same in the churches of America today?
那今天美国的教会是不是在这种情形下？
We talked about successful ways of doing things.
我们讲那么多，我们成功的完成什么事？
How to build our wealth, how to make God's blessings to come upon us.
怎么样来建造我们的成功？怎么样来神在我们当中？
But that is not true knowledge of God.
但是这却不是真实神的知识。
The true knowledge of God is to know who He is and what He is doing.
真实的知识是要认识这位神，而且知道他所做的。
And Psalm 103 speaks of God make His ways known to Moses.
诗篇103篇说，摩西认识神的法则。But
Israel knows His acts.
但是以色列人认识神的。 神迹,
Israel recognized what things of God is doing.
以色列认识一些神所做的事,
but they always missing out of knowing God's ways.
但是他们却不认识神的道路,
and we must speak of it today that not only we must know God's way, we have to know His acts.
今天我们所说的不仅我们认识神的法则，也认识神所做的。
Let us not know God halfway.
让我们认识神不是一半的,
and the more dangerous thing is one may think that he knows God's acts. But the fact is not even that is God's acts. Because we cannot determine and we have no spiritual discernment if we are away from the Holy Spirit. The danger of time today and the danger of time in Israel is the same.
那个时候以色列的危机跟我们今天的危机是一样的。
People judge things superficially.
人来判断事情那么表面化。
And over times Israel do not even understand what is the blessings of God.
那个时候以色列人甚至都不知道什么到底是神的祝福。
Amos with such heavy burden and come among Israelites.
阿摩斯有这么沉重的负担来到以色列。
Oh, prepare to meet your God.
以色列啊，你当预备迎接你的神。
Prepare to meet your God.
预备迎接你的神。
Why Amos say that?
为什么阿摩斯要这样说?
Because Amos has such a heavy burden.
因为他有这么沉重的负担。
Because he knows that God is going to come and come soon.
因为他知道神快要来了。
Let us wake up to prepare ourselves to meet God.
让我们预备好我们自己可以迎接神。
Those who are students, wake up, the test, the final is about to come, prepare yourselves.
好像那个学生要考试的，你要醒过来啊，你要预备好。
Those who have terminal disease, wake up and take remedy or you will be dead.
每一个人都应该醒过来，不然你真的会在那个死亡的底下。
And if we are sick with a fatal disease,
如果我们在一个很严重的致命的那个病里面,
let us seek healing when there is time.
当还有时间的时候，让我们来寻求医治。
God is always able to deliver those who are fatally destined.
神有能力可以拯救我们从那样各样的 很严重的疾病里面出来。
Provided we had the wisdom to prepare ourselves today.
神会给我们智慧，让我们能够预备迎接我们的神。
Let us turn to Amos chapter 4.
让我们打开阿摩斯书第四章。
And Amos comes after Hosea.
阿摩斯是在
Hosea. And Hosea is after Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and then Hosea.
Okay, 阿摩斯书哦，就是在那个新旧约里面哦，你们看两段本的1075页。
And after Hosea is Joel, and then Hosea, and then Amos.
约珥书后面。后面就是阿摩斯书。
Okay, if you have the Bible, I hope you find it, because the English translations are many.
中文的书在1075页。
Okay, chapter 4.
第四章。
And we will read them through quickly.
我们很快地要念过去。
And I will read one, well, how do we do it? Let us read them together, because they're a little bit long.
我们一起念，因为经节长。
And I hope you read it in heart, because this is the way that, this is the things that the Lord says He will do when He comes.
我希望你们从心里面念，因为神说的，他来的时候，他会做这些事。
And if you have already, if these kind of things already happened to our lives,
如果神所做的这些事已经发生在你的生命里，
that means God had already come to work on us.
那就是说神已经来了，正在做工。
And the seriousness of the message is for us to share the burdens of Amos.
这个我们今天信息的重要是在我们来分享这个阿摩斯他的负担。
And chapter 4:11, verse 6 to 12.
第四章第六节到第十二节。
And together.
我们一起来念。
But I gave you also cleanness of teeth in all your cities, and lack of bread in all your places, yet you have not returned to me, declare the Lord. And furthermore, I withheld the rain from you while there were still 3 months until harvest. And I would send rain on one city, and on another city I would not send rain. One part would be rained on, while the part not rained on would dry up. For two or three cities would stagger to another city to drink water.But would not be satisfied, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I smote you with scorching wind and mildew, and the caterpillar was devouring you, many gardens and vineyards, fig trees and olive trees, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I sent a plague among you after the manner of Egypt. I slew your throne, young men, and the sword along with your captured horses.I made the stench of your camp rise up in your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. I overthrew you as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. You were like a firebrand snatched from a blaze, yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord. Therefore I will do to you, O Israel, because I shall do this to you, prepare to meet your God, O God. O Israel, because I shall do this to you.
以色列啊，我当如此向你行。
And
我必向你如此行。
Therefore, prepare to meet your God.
所以你们要预备迎接你们的神。
And the Lord said, I will do this to you.
神说我必向你如此行。
What God is doing in our lives is our spiritual reality.
所有神在我们身上所做的才是属灵的实际。
Why would God do anything to us?
神为什么要做任何的事情在我们身上？
And because he wants to obtain us and work on us.
因为他要得到我们，做工在我们身上。
And therefore God do something in order to motivate us to come back to him.
所以神做一些事情呢，叫我们有动机回到他面前。
God did not have the mind to punish.
神的意念不是要惩罚我们。
God's mind is not to destroy us.
他也不是要丢弃我们或
毁灭我们。 But God's mind is to wake us up to our spiritual reality.
神只是要叫我们苏醒，得到属灵的实际。
So that we will not be sleeping through time.
所以我们不要一直在昏睡。
And so that we will recognize what God is doing in me.
我们就醒悟，知道神正在我身上做什么。
God's heart is very eager.
神的心是很急切的。
He said, I will do this to you.
我要做这些对你。
And in order for us to return to him.
所以我们可以归向神。
But Israel, they have fallen and they have fallen quickly.
那以色列却一直这样的掉下去。
And not only did they not recognize the prophet's voice,
他们并不是说他们不仅 不知道了那个、先知的话。
And they rejected God himself.
而是更那个是拒绝了神。
So when Amos during the time of Jeroboam II,
所以当阿摩斯在耶罗波安的第二耶罗波安这个王的那时候。
And we know there were two Jeroboams in the kingdom of Israel.
因为在以色列里面有两个耶罗波安。
And the first Jeroboam set up idols in Samaria and made a whole Israel sin.
第一个耶罗波安就是他在撒玛利亚设了那个祭坛，害那个以色列两北分开。
The second Jeroboam is a very capable man.
那第二个，这个我们现在讲的这个耶罗波安是很有才能的一个王。
He brought in the outer prosperity into the kingdom.
他把以色列好像带到繁华。
And but then it is not after God's heart.
但是却不是神的心意。
Because they remain idol worshippers.
他们还是对着那个偶像敬拜。
And Amos came in the time at the end of Jeroboam II.
那阿摩斯就是在这个第二耶罗伯安的。
And he is warning against the people of Israel, if you do not return to God, you're the one who redeemed you.
他说他就要警告这些以色列百姓啊，应该回到那个救赎他们的神。
And if you do not return to him, then you will perish and you will be taken captive.
如果你不回来，你真的会毁灭哈，会被掳。
And so, in order for them not to be captive, taken captive,
如果他们不要被掳
，God sent the prophets to warn them.
那神的办法就是叫先知去跟他们说话。
God said, "I will do these things to you."
那神说，我必定会做这些事情对你。
Now, today's time when we estimate what God is saying to the people of Israel.
那今天我们看这些神对这个以色列人所说的。
And we must draw the parallel and see that we are living in a perilous time as well.
我们应该明白我们跟他们是差不多的情形。
And when we see that God has done these things to us,
那我们看见如果神也对我们做了这些事情。
It is for sure that we need to wake up to God's calling.
那我们真的要知道要醒，要对着神的呼召。
Because if we don't wake up to him,
如果我们不再苏醒过来，
very soon, 30 years after Jeroboam II,
那很快的，真的只有三十年，在那个耶罗波安第二之后才三十年。
The people of Israel is taken captive by the Assyrians.
那所有以色列人就被掳了。
And all the prosperity and all the buildings, the wealth they accumulated for themselves will become nothing overnight.
在一夜之间，他们所有的繁华，他们所有的建造都变成无有。
Brothers and sisters, do not be a calculating man in this world.
我们在这个世上不要做一个积攒财宝的人。
And we must learn the wisdom from the Lord and to calculate the treasure we have in heaven.
我们要从神得到真的智慧，累积天上的财宝。
And so therefore we must wake up to God's calling.
所以我们对神的呼召要醒过来。
But these are not threatening words.
但这些我讲这些不是一个吓你们的话。
But it's the words that we must take comfort in.
但是这些话是要我们真的要来注意。
Why a father will discipline a son?
一个父亲为什么要来管教他的儿子？
Why will God talk to Israel?
为什么神要对以色列说话？
Because God loves us.
因为神爱我们。
A father is loving his son at all times.
一个父亲永远爱他的儿子。
And so therefore the true word is the word that we need today.
所以今天真实的话是我们需要的。
By recognizing what the Lord will do to Israel,
要认识神对以色列所做的。
Then we should recognize how we should respond today.
那我们今天也就会学习到我们应该对神怎样反应。
For Israel was made an example to us all New Testament followers.
因为以色列已经替我们做了榜样。
And the first thing that God will do to Israel,
那第一个神对以色列做了什么？
Is that they will find themselves suddenly lack of bread in all the places.
他们忽然会发现全地缺粮。
And Israel just say, ha ha.
那以色列只是说哈哈
I have so much money I cannot even spend them all.
我有这么多钱我还花不完呢。
You're telling me that one day I will have lack of bread in every places?
你今天告诉我各处会缺粮吗？
They didn't believe it.
他们根本不相信。
Do you believe that one day you will be lack of bread?
你自己相信吗？有一天你会缺粮吗？
Do you think it is possible with your ability, with your talents,that you will become a person without food?
你想我们这么聪明智慧的，我们会有一天没有食物可以吃吗？
According to the words of God, yes, we will.
根据神的话，是的。我们有一天真的会没有粮食。
Because God will do it.
因为神会这样做的。
God will take away the nourishment, take away the bread.
神会把我们养生的粮食拿走的。
We don't know when and we don't know how.
我们不知道什么时候如何发生的。
But God's word, when He has spoken, He will do it.
但是神的话说出来了就必定成就。
Spiritually speaking, one time suddenly we find out that we don't get nourishment from the words of God ourselves.
在属灵的话语上来说，有一天的时候我们会忽然的发现我们真的没有粮食。
I used to read Bible and I feel so close to the Lord.
以前我每天读圣经啊，我觉得我跟神很亲近啊。
Now I read Bible and I don't know what it is speaking to me about.
今天我读圣经，我怎么会觉得没有什么味道呢？
And, but then I have to serve the Lord.
但是我还是需要侍奉神啊。
So what do I do?
那我如何呢？
Good, I have a library.
哦，有图书馆。
I will pull up a book.
哦，我去查本书。
Let me read this book and see what Amos is about.
哎，这本书上讲那个阿摩斯是怎么讲的？
It's about this.
哦，是这样啊。
Then I tell people Amos is about that.
然后我就去告诉会众啊，那个阿摩斯是如何如何。
We cannot give bad bread to people.
我们不能把坏的粮食给人吃。
We cannot substitute God's bread.
我们不能以别的代替神的粮食。
When we realize we have no true bread from God.
如果我们从神没有得到真的粮食。
We know God is already doing it to us.
那么神就已经在我们身上做这一件事了。
Seven more steps, we will be taken captive.
很快我们就会被掳的。
The second thing is that you will drink water, but will not be satisfied.
第二件事情神所做的就是你喝水，可是你不饱足。
The Holy Spirit is a type of the water that we are drinking today.
今天只有圣灵是我们喝的活水。
Today is this era of Holy Spirit.
今天是圣灵的时代。
And he who wants it will have it.
谁要的都可以得到。
Holy Spirit is not very difficult to get.
圣灵不是很难来得到的。
And because God has promised, only you believe you have it.
因为神已经应许，你只要信你就得到。
But then pay attention to the true Holy Spirit.
但是你必须要注意到真正的圣灵。
One day you have it too.
然后你就真的有一天你也得到了。
You drink of him.
你就会喝他。
But you have no satisfaction.
可是你却不满足。
You know it is the working of God.
如果是这种情形，你知道神今天也在。
We will not deny you. This is the experience of the Holy Spirit.
我们不是说来否定你身上的圣灵。
But if you have drank of the Holy Spirit.
但是你如果真的饮于圣灵。
How come God did not satisfy you?
那为什么你的心就不能够因神而满足呢？
Because God is doing something to you.
因为今天神正在做什么。
Why?
为什么？
He is warning you not to be taken captive.
他在警告你，免得你被掳。
The third thing is that God will smote us with scorching wind and mildew.
再过来第三件事情，他会用旱风、霉烂攻击你们。
That seems so much like Los Angeles.
很像洛杉矶的情形。
Today the scorching wind is blowing again.
今天这个热风一直在吹。
There are a few places on fire today.
有几个地方已经被火烧。
And one day all of a sudden there's mildew.
有一天会忽然有个霉烂来到。
So dry, but so moist.
你看，好像前面说的是旱风很干，然后这边又有霉烂，又好像是很潮湿。
Either will get burned up or will be rotten to death.
你看，不是被烧了，干干的烧掉，要不然就是霉蛋烂掉了。
God is doing something to us.
神真的正在做什么。
The fourth thing is the caterpillar was devouring our garden and vineyards and fig tree and olive trees.
第四件事情，园中许多菜蔬、葡萄树、无花果树、橄榄树都被
点中。And we are all working very hard.
我们每一个人都是很殷勤的工作。
Either planting trees or building gardens.
种树啊，把那个花园建造起来啊。
But then something else is eating them too.
可是却有别的在那里把它吃了。
God is doing something to us.
神在做什么？
We all work hard, I believe.
我相信我们每一个人真的都很殷勤工作。
But not much left behind.
可是却没有很多可以留下来的。
Number five is that we will be struck by the plague in the manner of Egypt.
第五，有瘟疫降在我们中间，像在埃及一样。
What Egyptian has to endure?
当时那个埃及是受到什么样的 情形。
Because they did not believe in God.
因为他们不信神。
And someday the children of the Lord will experience the same thing.
那有一天神的儿女居然也要经历这些事。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we don't know God's way.
因为我们不认得神的道路。
God's way is never partial.
神的道路永远不是那种弯曲的。
God is equal to all of us.
神的道路不是只对着某少部分人，神的道路是真的对每一个神的儿女。
When Egyptians do not believe, they got struck by the plague.
当埃及人不信的时候，就被瘟疫所击。
When Israel don't believe, they got struck by the plague.
当以色列人不信的时候，他们也被瘟疫来。
Who do this to us?
神是谁这样做？
God will do this to us.
是神他要这样做。
And then the number six is young men and captured horses will be slewed.
第六件事情，那少年人却被杀戮，那个马匹都被掳掠。
And stenches of camp will rise up in our nostrils.
那个营中尸首臭气扑鼻。
And one of the symptoms about church today is,
今天教会有一个现象。
Is that young people are no longer seen.
那个很多年轻的人都看不见了。
Young people want to go with the winds of the world.
年轻人追随世界的风。
And young people like to be happy together.
年轻人喜欢在一起快乐。
And they are fast on horses.
他们好像快马一样。
And everybody drives a fast car and they go wherever they want to go.
每一个人开了他们的快跑车，不知道跑到哪里去。
The Lord said, I will do this to you.
神说我会这样对你们。
I will slew your young men and horses.
我杀戮你们的少年人，掳掠那些。
What a pain for the people of Israel!
以色列多么的痛苦。
When we can no longer see young people and fast people, capable people living in church.
当我们在教会里再也看不见年轻人，那个聪明有才干的人在教会里。
Then we know soon we'll be taken captive.
那我们就知道很快我们就被掳。
We are not that far from being taken captive.
我们离被掳实在只有一步之远。
What must we do today?
今天我们应当做什么？
The Lord said, yet they will not return to me.
神说他们居然还不归向我。
And then number seven is that I will overthrow you like Sodom and Gomorrah.
第七件，神说我倾覆你们的城邑。
This is something so serious.
这些事情是多么的严肃。
What's wrong with Sodom and Gomorrah?
那索多玛、俄摩拉到底是什么呢？
They live on the plain and they were so prosperous.
他们那个时代，他们的时候那么的繁华。
Oh, yet immorality runs rampant.
但是呢，他们里面充满了那个不道德。
And it is so full of sins and then no one can say about anybody.
那个充满了罪恶，没有任何人可以对另外一个人再说什么。
Oh, if I say you have sinned and you will fight with me.
如果这个人说他是有犯罪的，他马上就可以回击。
Among Christians, it's the same way.
那我们基督徒也是一样。
Oh, I do not want to say this to you because you may be offended.
我不想跟你说这个，是因为真的你可能会觉得受伤了。
Oh, you cannot say this to me because I will be offended.
你也不敢跟我讲，因为你一说我也受伤了。
Oh, we are like Sodom and Gomorrah.
我们岂不是像索多玛、俄摩拉那个时候吗？
Where is the righteousness of God's people?
神的公义子民在哪里呢？
And you will be overthrown as Sodom and Gomorrah soon.
你们会像索多玛、欧摩拉一样很快倾覆。
No one knows how we live our private life at home.
没有人知道我们私人的生活应该怎么样。
But the Holy Spirit always is looking at us.
可是圣灵却一直在看见我们。
Do not look lightly upon this issue.
不要把这些我讲的看为轻松。
If we are like Sodom and Gomorrah, we are one step in our tomb.
如果我们的情形像索多玛、俄摩拉，我们离坟墓只有一步了。
Oh Israel, we turn to God.
以色列啊，你当预备迎接你的神。
And lastly, oh how we are amazed at God's words.
但是我们也在看见神的话是多么的惊奇。
Oh, he warned people seven big severe punishments.
他七个步骤一直带来对人民的那个很严肃的那个审判。
But Israel is still the prince of God.
虽然是这样，以色列仍然是神的王子。
The children of God still belongs to God.
神的儿女永远属于神。
So God say, I will snatch you like a firebrand out of the fire.
所以神说我要把你像一根柴从火中抽出来。
God does not need to take us out of the fire.
神并不需要的把我们从火里面抽出来。
But why would the prophet say that?
但是先知为什么要这样说呢？
Because God truly does not want to destroy us completely.
因为神真的他不愿意完全的毁灭我们。
We've seen so many Christians go through life, wasted their time.
我们看见这么多基督徒浪费他们的生命。
God still saved them.
可是到了最后你看见神还是拯救。
But they got plucked out of place like a fiery stick.
但是他们这样蒙拯救却像一根柴是从火里面抽出来的。
Not much left in this lifetime.
在他们一生的里面已经没有多少时间留下。
Oh, Christians supposed to be noble people.
基督徒应该是尊贵的。
The church supposed to be full of the richness of Christ.
教会应该充满神的富裕。
And we're supposed to have young people, mature people living harmoniously together.
我们应该有很多年轻人，很多有才干的人。
But when did we start rejecting God and His words?
可是我们看见的却是很多人拒绝神的话。
And why are we having such a difficult time serving together?
为什么我们今天侍奉神在这么困难的里面？
Do not think of ourselves living in a good condition.
请不要想我们今天活在一个很好的时
候。Personally, when I read this through, I see all of these things happening in our midst.
我个人在读这一段圣经的时候，我个人觉得这些事情都已经发生在我们当中。
We are so close to be taken completely captive.
我们离那个完全被掳真的是。
When are we going to wake up to God's words?
什么时候我们才会醒过来
？Oh, God says, "Return to me, O Israel."
神说，归回吧，以色列。
Prepare to meet your God.
预备迎接你的神。
It is not about one person or two people.
这个不是说一个人两个人。
It's about every one of us.
是我们每一个人。
What are we doing with our lives?
我们的生命在做什么？
What Christians are, how are Christians supposed to live?
一个基督徒应当如何活？
God is so gracious to us.
神是这么的恩典。
And at the end of Amos.
那到这个末了的时候。
And I don't have the time to speak it.
我今天没有太多的时间再讲。
But I will direct your attention to Amos.
但是我愿意你注意这一位阿摩斯。
The last five verses of Amos is the most comforting words a prophet can give to any people who are fallen.
亚摩斯书最后的五句话是给所有人的安慰。
To all those people who return to God.
对那些所有归回的百姓。
God will once again raise up the fallen booth of David.
神会再一次的。建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
And perhaps I will only dwell on this one point for the rest of this time.
也许我今天就只能再讲这个点。
And for the rest of the verses, I beg of you to read them yourself.
其他的话来不及讲的，我请求你们自己去读。
And if you have the time, read through the whole Amos.
如果你们有时间，请把阿摩斯书整篇读完。
But at least read the last five verses of Amos.
如果没有时间，至少你把阿摩斯书最后的五节读完。
Because that is God's promise to everyone who return to Him.
因为那五节是神应许所有向他归回的人，神所要给的。
What is our spiritual reality?
什么是我们属灵的实际？
The greatest spiritual reality is God's doing on us.
最伟大的属灵实际就是神做工在我们身上。
And the greatest spiritual reality is God, our Redeemer Himself.
最伟大的属灵实际就是耶稣基督，我们的救赎主。
And that is the truth that the Holy Spirit is leading us into today.
那也是今天圣灵要引我们进入的。
These five verses I cannot speak on further.
这五节圣经我不能再讲的更多。
Except I will just slightly point your attention to I will raise up.The booth of David.
那么我只强调在这一点上，建立大卫倒塌的帐幕。
How do you do that?
那如何能做呢？
You cannot do that.
你不能做。
God Himself will do this to you.
神自己会做。
This is the spiritual reality God has promised us.
这个就是神所应许我们属灵的实际。
David knows God.
大卫认识神。
He loves God.
他爱神。
And while there is a great empire in front of him,
当然有一个很大的那个帝国在那边。
And he says, "None of these places my God can dwell in."
他说，这么大的帝国，神不是他的，却不是神的居所。
And I will have a temple within my inner chamber.
在我的内里，我会预备一个帐幕。
And I will honor him as God to me.
我会在那里尊荣我的神。
I will honor him as king to me.
我会在那里尊荣我的神是王。
This is why David becomes such a great king.
那就是为什么大卫变成一个这样伟大的王。
Because he drew near to God and he did not count on his own wisdom in running a country.
因为他在统领全国的时候，他靠近神，不靠自己的智慧。
How are you to run your own empire?
你怎么样来处理你的王国？
Have you been reading the words of God?
你有读神的话吗？
Are you allowing God to build up the tabernacle of David in your inner chamber?
你让神建立大卫的帐幕在你里面吗？
There is no secret success to a Christian.
一个基督徒没有别的成功的办法。
Except this one thing.
只有这一件事。
Treasure God himself.
宝贝神自己。
By reading his word.
读神的话。
Treasure God in your heart.
把神放在你的心里。
By let God build up the tabernacle of David in you.
让神建立大卫的帐幕在你里面。
Draw near to him daily.
每一天更靠近神。
Recognize he and he alone is who you are worshipping.
只记得他是你独一当敬拜的。
He is your king.
他是你的王。
He is your God.
他是你的神。
There is no other shepherd greater than the Lord God himself.
没有任何一个牧者比神自己更伟大。
Psalm 24 verse 1 said, The Lord is my shepherd.
诗篇23篇说耶和华是我的牧者。
And David said, I shall not want.
大卫说我必不致缺乏。
Why do we want so many things today?
今天为什么我们缺乏这么多
？Because you have missed out on the tabernacle of David.
因为你真的没有注意到大卫的帐幕。
David knows that the Lord God is his shepherd.
大卫认识神是他的牧者。
That happens within the tabernacle of David.
那是因为他在他的帐幕里面认识的。
When you have such a tabernacle of David and recognize God Himself is your shepherd.
如果你有大卫这样的帐幕在你里面，你认得神是你的牧者。
You shall eat bread and drink water and be completely satisfied.
那你就喝水吃你的粮食，而且在神里面得着完全的满足。
Then perhaps you will join into the ranking of the church.
那么也许你就可以在教会里面来侍奉。
Instead of withdrawing yourself, you say, I will serve my God.
你不是被叫来侍奉，乃是你自愿的说，我要侍奉神。
Serving God is our greatest privilege.
侍奉神是我们最大的荣耀。
But it depends on if you are a worshipper.
那么可是呢却你是不是先是一个敬拜神的人。
David knows how to worship within the tabernacle of David.
大卫每一天知道什么在帐幕里先敬拜神。
And what is to worship?
那什么是敬拜神?
Worship means one recognizes that God is more worthy.
敬拜神的意思就是这一个人他认识神是那一位值得你敬拜的。
Are you a very smart person?
你是一个聪明的人吗?
When you come in the tabernacle of David,
那你来到大卫的帐幕,
you find out that God is wiser.
那你就会发现神真正的智慧。
Then you say, God, you are more worthy.
你就说神啊,你真的是值得我敬拜。
Are you a talented, great, powerful man?
你是一个有才干、有才能的人吗？
Come into the tabernacle of David.
那你来到大卫的帐幕。
You recognize that the Lord God Himself is more powerful than you can imagine.
那你就会发现神的能力超过你所能想
象。Then you say, Oh Lord God, you are more worthy.
那你就会说神啊，你值得我来敬拜你。
Whatever you are so proud of today.
今天你自以为傲的。
And a lot of times I'm proud of my son.
很多时候我以我的儿子为傲。
But when I come into the tabernacle of David,
当我来到大卫的帐幕,
I say, Oh, Father, your son is far more worthy than my son.
我就会惊讶地说, 神啊, 你的儿子真的是那个值得我来敬畏敬拜的。
That is worship.
那个就叫做敬拜。
For the kingdom and the power and the wisdom and the honor is God's.
因为所有的国度、荣耀、权柄都是神的。
This is our worship.
这个才叫敬拜。
Let us turn to Hymn 289.
让我们读唱诗。89,
287. 289. 289.